You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Kira. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I locked my keys in my car.
What's your first and last name?
Brittany Miles.
And what's a good callback number?
251-554-5624.
Okay, do you have your policy number?
I'm sure it's going to be in the car. It's going to be in the glove compartment in the car. But I can look on this dresser and see if we just got some mail recently. It has to be in the car in the glove department box.
Okay,
but
do you
it's
have your VIN
gonna be
number?
Everything for that car is inside the car in the glove department box. The car is in my husband's, the insurance and stuff is in my husband's name, but I am listed on the insurance as well.
Okay, so we'll have to have the policy number or the VIN number. Are you able to call your insurance provider and get the policy number?
They're closed. They're actually closed. Let me try to look in the store. I should have thought about that before. You know what? I know it's in our truck. I know it's the VIN number inside because we have another vehicle. I know it's the police. I know it's something inside that truck. So I'm about to go outside now.
Okay.
Okay, Ryan. I see you trying to calm down. Been hot enough today. My husband asked me, how did I lock the keys in the car? And I was like, well, I was rushing in the house because I had to use the restroom. I didn't realize I did that until it was, like, too late, so it happened. He was like, well, I can't come back. I'm out of town. He went hunting, so I'm not coming back, and I'm like, whatever. So the policy number, I have the policy number and the VIN number. Which one would you prefer?
The policy number.
Okay, 1140447-9187.
Give me 1 second. You said that was 1140447-9187.
Let's say 479-187. Yes.
Give me 1 second. Can you provide me with that VIN number?
Sure. JKBZXJB1554704.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Wait a minute, that's not right. No, that's for the motorcycle.
Ma'am.
That's for the motorcycle. I'm looking at the wrong thing. I wonder that didn't make any sense. This one, come on. Let this be for my car. This doesn't even say which one this is for. Just say a claim.
We can try them all.
You want to try it?
Yes, ma'am, we can.
This one is, the claim number is 001-2104-090. Why am I doing a claim number? I'm supposed to give you the policy number.
Okay, I'm ready whenever you're ready. Number. I understand.
31 CSAL 344-682.
You said CS and KK, SS and Sam, AL.
S and L A L, yes. There's a whole nother one. What is this one for? Why does that stuff have anything on it? Leticia Peoples, okay, that's where I go.
I wasn't able to find anything with that one.
Woo! I found it. Mazda. Okay. The policy number is CSAL 000-344-682.
1 second.
This truck right here that I got in my hand. I just said for the monster. So.
Do you have the VIN number to that Mazda?
Oh, yes. Vehicle ID number. Would that be it on this card?
It should.
The vehicle ID number is JM1BK12F0811-74604.
Give me 1 second. And what will be the name on the policy?
Douglas Dixon.
Okay. Can you verify the address on the policy?
7884 East Quail Ridge Lane, Grand Bay, Alabama.
It could be an old address.
Oh, then that's the 11760 Moles Lane, Grand Bay, Alabama, 36541. Need to get that changed over.
Okay, you say you calling in about the Mazda?
Yes.
And what color?
Black.
Give me 1 second. Do you know where the keys are located inside the vehicle?
In the ignition.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, and the address where you're located with the vehicle?
7884 East Quail Ridge Lane, Grand
Bay, Alabama. You said 12 Ridge?
Quail, Q-U-A-I-L.
Quail Lane.
Quail Ridge Lane, yes. Woo! Rain got cold.
And what's the zip code?
36541.
You said it was 7884 East Quail Ridge Lane.
Yes.
Okay, so you would be covered for the service, and a text will come to your phone with the provider's name, number, and ETA.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Roadside Assistance.
All right, bye-bye.